Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live at Commanders Training Camp. All of our Commanders Training Camp coverage is brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Right now, for the first time today, it's time to go to the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. Mr. Eric Nathan, you know him as Barstool Nate from Barstool Sports. Nate Dogg, what up, man?
What is going on, my friend? How are you?
I'm good, dude. I'm curious how you are, because you're getting yourselves into a corner here, buddy. As the and this is a role you've had before, where you're a Carson Wentz ride or die fan all of a sudden.
Yeah, I have morphed into the biggest Carson Wentz fan on the planet, and it's not a bit, it's not a joke. I do think he's a very good quarterback, and it all stems, obviously, from just Twitter and the internet just being so hateful of Carson Wentz for no real reason, when he's a good quarterback who can make great throws, and he's clearly an upgrade for this team over anything we've had over the last, you know, five seasons. And people just look at, you know, he sails one ball on August 2nd, and we get these think pieces about how Carson Wentz maybe doesn't have the accuracy needed to play quarterback in the NFL. It's like, what are we even talking about, you lunatics? The sun still sets after 8 p.m. It's still the middle of summer, and we're talking about, can Carson Wentz play quarterback because he missed two throws in OTAs? So now I have to go the complete other direction and become the biggest Carson Wentz fan on the planet. And all he's done so far that I've seen with my two eyes is prove me correct that he's an upgrade at quarterback, that he's easily the best quarterback on this team, and that he will have 30 touchdowns and 10 interceptions and 4,300 yards this season.
What does it take to be an upgrade on this football team, though?
That's not exactly.
That's not yeah, I think much. Those could be separate things.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So people, you know, Heineke gets one good throw off, and, you know, I think he's a great backup quarterback. And I get all these tweets, well, he's going to be your starter by week six. And I just want to reach through my laptop and strangle these people, because all Carson Wentz showed was that he can get rid of the ball quick, that he can go through his progressions, that he can throw the ball downfield, and that he can do his checkdowns when he needs to. I think he showed everything that we wanted to see out of a quarterback in preseason game one. And he showed, like, you can just tell when you're watching a QB, is this guy a guy? Like, does he look panicky or does he look under control? And Carson Wentz knows what he's doing. He's been in his career a top-caliber quarterback in this league. Us three have watched with our eyes him shred a Washington defense, pick us apart surgically. We know that he is a good quarterback, but the internet hates him. They don't like his personality. They don't like that he made a couple dumb throws last year in Indy. They just don't like him, so they hate on him so hard. But I don't look at it that way. I go, can this guy play quarterback? Yes, great. He's a better quarterback than we've had, and he's going to lead us to 10-7 season this year at minimum.
I look at it like this. I don't think he's a bad quarterback, but I think he's an inconsistent quarterback. I told this to JP the other day, and I think a lot of people that want to defend him at all costs need to understand one thing. He's been in the league 7-8 years. He should not make some of the dumb, boneheaded mistakes that he still makes. That's where I come from with it. And my whole thing is, yes, he has all the physical tools you need to be a great quarterback. But it's something missing with the mental that he keeps making them bonehead mistakes. And I think a quarterback at his position, at that experience level, should not be making those mistakes.
And I can understand that, but let's say this. Carson Wentz threw 516 passes last year, right? He threw 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. People focus on one really dumb throw he made out of 516 attempts. That's a pretty good percentage.
It was more than one, Nate. It was more than one.
Yeah. I understand, but people focus on the one and want to beat him down for the one. It's like, who amongst us have not made one bad decision out of 516 decisions? It happens, especially in the NFL, when you have 6'5", 240-pound men running 4.4s full speed at you. You're going to make a bad decision. Quarterback is the hardest job in the world. There's about 5 to 8 people who are good at it in the world. Carson Wentz is about the 12th best person at his job in the entire universe. I give him the benefit of the doubt more times than not.
So I don't think – I think you're – I love you. We're actual friends, so I'm going to speak pretty frankly here. I think you're close to right. I think quarterback's really hard. I think Carson's better than people give him credit for. There is a narrative where he's become a punching bag for whatever reason. I do think you're hyping him up a little too much. I think there obviously are things going on that to – Philly went sideways. I think he was a big part of it. Indy went sideways. I think a little bit of a crazy owner was a big part of it. But still, to your point, there aren't enough good quarterbacks on the planet. Like I like your number of – there's probably 4 or 5 elite. Then there's probably a fairly big drop, and then there's probably another 10 that are pretty good. There's a reason that he's one of the decent, pretty good ones, and two teams got rid of him. And I'm not willing to just – get to ignore that, and I don't think it's fair in the evaluation process to ignore the bad stuff. And there are like two throws that are like comically bad, but there was enough that's not good. All of that said, I think you're mostly right, it's still a significant upgrade. I mean, hell, just in the preseason game we watched Saturday, Carson came out, was fairly precise, nothing really went downfield, but the ball moved. No turnovers. I thought he made a really nice play with his feet on a heavy pressure that I thought was going to be a sack fumble that he was able to elude, get a little bit of a gain, get that ball out to what looked like a third or fourth option. Wentz is the best quarterback here since Kirk. And maybe that was Alex, but Alex wasn't exactly a game breaker type. So I think Wentz can play. I think Wentz helps this team. I think Wentz gives them a real opportunity to make the playoffs. I think some of your excitement is you doing a bit, but I'm okay with it.
No, zero bits. But let's look at it this way. Let's look at a guy like Matt Stafford. I think he's comparable to Wentz. Matt Stafford played forever in Detroit. And let's look at some Detroit numbers. 26 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. 21 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. 29-10, 24-10. Very comparable to Wentz. Who led the NFL in interceptions thrown last season? Super Bowl champion Matthew Stafford. Who was second most interceptions? Josh Allen. Who was next? Or who was tied with Allen? Justin Herbert. Then Joe Burrow. So all these guys that people pump up as, you know, the best quarterbacks in the league, they're also throwing interceptions. Wentz went 27-10 last year with 19 touchdowns, one interception in the red zone.
27-7.
How many yards did he pass for?
But he,
not a lot.
So here's the other.
How many yards did he pass? I'm asking you a question. How many yards did he pass for?
What, like 36 or something?
Like what I'm saying is, the other guy passed for 4,000 something and higher, where they're getting closer to the 5,000 because they're throwing it down the field more often. I understand what you're saying.
Carson Wentz had the worst wide receiver core in the league last year in Indianapolis. He had Michael Pittman Jr., who was the only weapon on that team, and he barely eked over 1,000 yards. No wide receiver in the Colts last year could get open. He had Jonathan Taylor out of the backfield. Sure, he's very good. We have Antonio Gibson out of the backfield, comparable-ish. All I'm saying is Wentz was in a terrible situation.
He's in the process of getting benched.
My thing is this, though. I just look at it like this, though, Nate. I look at the game the other day, and I know I saw 10 for 13, and people could blow that out of proportion. But I saw 74 yards off of that. And I think if I just multiply that times 3, it's 30 for 39 for 200 and something yards. with no touchdown. And did not throw a ball in the end zone. So when I look at stuff like that, I begin to say, we can make stuff what we want to be, but we have to try to look at the whole thing. And, yes, he's an upgrade from what we've had. He has the tools. But let's not make him like he's a perfect damn quarterback.
Of course he's not a perfect quarterback, but he is way better than people want to give him credit for. He did not make I'll take those 74 yards because you know why? He didn't throw any picks. He didn't look dumb in the pocket. He didn't stutter on throws. He went through progressions. He looked like a real NFL quarterback, and people want to talk about him like he's Nate Peterman back there throwing five picks in a game. He's just not. He's a good to very good quarterback in the NFL.
I talk about him like that because he's a guy with all that ability and all that experience, and he has not done the things he did in 2017 since. And I think that's why people give him a little credit. And then he also has some other stuff that you totally want to ignore, the off-field stuff and the issues that come down with players and his teammates later on, that you can't ignore that stuff. So
you know why?
You can't ignore it.
Bemis, let me answer why. Because we haven't seen it in D.C. I'm giving him a clean slate. If I haven't seen it, I'm not going to harp on it.
You can't give a person a clean slate because I can flip it on you right now. I can flip it on you right now. Where you and a lot of other people, you all have basically written off Chase Young. And this guy's just in his third year. When Carson is in his eighth year, and he still makes all those dumbass mistakes. So give me a break on that.
I haven't written off Chase Young. I think that he's going to come back better than ever. I love Chase Young. I think it's the same thing about Chase Young.
When you're drafted high, you're going to be more scrutinized. Understand that. Whether we like the person or not. When you're drafted high, you're going to be more scrutinized, point blank.
I just think you have me confused with someone else. I love Chase Young. I've said not one bad thing about him.
I don't have you confused.
Nate's not in the Chase Young is cooked game in that crowd.
I think those people are morons. I think Chase Young's going to be unbelievable in this league.
Need to get him back on the field healthy. What's crazy is here's the interesting thing with Carson Wentz, and we can address the elephant in the room here with this conversation. It was kind of accelerated last week when perhaps a question got asked in an unfair manner, but it was a fair question, and the team president took issue with it, right? Mm-hmm. And that just made this like a national powder keg kind of. I think largely the Carson inaccuracy thing was a fairly dumb conversation being had over Twitter. You know what happens on Twitter 50 times a day? Dumb conversations, right? So I think largely this was a thing that was ignorable, and then Jason Wright tweets about it, and it becomes a much bigger story. I think you two are saying kind of not the same thing, but fairly similar, man. I'm not. You're both. You're saying he's a good quarterback, but he's got an upgrade here.
But I'm not going to blow it out of proportion by no stretch.
Sure. And I think Nate is probably blowing it a little bit out of proportion. I think it's a bit. but what we all three can agree on is this represents an upgrade at quarterback for this organization. And it's funny, for a pretty soft-spoken, I would even say fairly introverted guy, Carson Wentz is bizarrely polarizing. And that's not just here, and that's not just our argument. I mean, ask people in Indy or ask people in Philly, certainly, and that's been happening. It's interesting, to say the least.
It reminds me of Kirk in a way. Kirk was very similar, very introverted, very weird guy. People have very strong opinions one way or the other about him. But, you know, he puts up big numbers. I think Kirk puts up way bigger numbers than Wentz does, but I think Wentz, you're going to hate me for saying this, I think Wentz is a more dependable quarterback than Kirk has proven to be.
Who do you think's better, B, Kirk or Wentz?
I think they're both the same people, but I think Kirk is far more dependable because Kirk don't miss games because of injuries.
Okay.
Injuries. I think that isn't the worst comp. I think both those guys are the lowest tier of starting quarterbacks. I think Wentz has a higher ceiling, but I think Kirk has a higher floor.
Correct.
I think you can count on Kirk to not make bonehead plays, but I think Carson's going to have way more big plays. Now, all that said, for months I've been telling you how good I think the Vikings are going to be, and I love their skill possession weapons, and So maybe I need to recalibrate my expectations for old KC. But I think they're kind of in a similar play. I don't think that's the worst comp. And it's funny because we say Carson's the best here since Kirk. And I don't want to undersell what Alex Smith was. He was kind of an all-floor, no-ceiling type guy. There wasn't going to be a ton of dynamic playmaking with Alex on the field, but there was going to be steady decision-making. Carson is a guy where the decision-making is going to be questioned, and there will probably be some big plays for both sides of the team, for both sides of the field, rather.
I summarize the Wentz argument, I just think it's silly to write him off already in August and not even give him a chance and just assume these things about him that we haven't seen in D.C. So what? Things didn't work out in Indy. This is a new team, a new offense, new weapons, way better weapons than he had last year in Indy. And I think people just have to settle down and give this guy a shot.
But I just think that you've already crowned him as going to be the best quarterback ever, in a sense. And it's like, if they don't have the right to write him off, you don't have the right to make him perfect.
I don't want to crown him and name him king.
That was a good line, B.
I just want to support my quarterback and not overblow stuff when he throws one interception in OT or in OTAs or in
minicamp. Where have you seen people overblowing on Twitter?
On the internet, yeah.
Well, that's what you should stop. That's what I tell JP. Stop reading that BS. Because you don't hear nothing but idiots on Twitter. What the hell are you writing? What are you using that as your baseline? Follow the people that are talking about it in a real sense. I don't think everybody's is bashing him. They are they're taking a wait and see. But if you're going to go by stuff you see on Twitter, you need to go get checked, Nate. Lay on the couch and talk to somebody.
There's been multiple articles written. Is his accuracy an issue after a couple bad throws at OTAs? But can we all just calm down? He looked good in preseason game one. It's early. We still have another month to go until week one where it actually matters. If he stinks week one, if he lights the field on fire with his poo-poo play, then we will have a different conversation. But right now, I think everybody should say, that's my quarterback. He looks good. He knows how to run an offense. He has weapons he has not had in a couple years. Let's give this guy the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I'm going to give him benefit of the doubt, but I'm going to do it mine in a wait-and-see approach. I'm not going to go around with pom-poms with a megaphone trying to say how great he is.
I am upset with you, though, because I am a big Chase Young guy, and I have never said one bad thing about him. I love that man.
Okay. Well, I'll take that back. But Carson Wentz stuff, you need to pump your brakes a little bit and let it happen first. You see, this is the exact thing. You get out there.
Was great.
You go too far out there with them, and then if something were to go wrong, like I've taken approaches, wait and see. You take an approach as, oh, he's great, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden something goes wrong, then what you going to do?
Say if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
All right.
But I'd rather be on this side of saying that he's a very good quarterback than on the other side saying he's a bad quarterback because of stuff that we haven't even seen happen yet.
Okay. I'll be here waiting.
Beavich had a very good line explaining that. He said, if you say it's too early to write him off, I'll say it's too early to crown him. The truth, as always, lies somewhere in the middle, and we're going to know a hell of a lot more in 6 weeks. I think Carson shows up and plays pretty well. Nate, we always appreciate your time, brother. Thank you, man.
All right, love you guys.
Hi, brother.
Yeah. All right. That's our guy, Barstool Nate. Check him out at Barstool Nate, barstoolsports.com. B, I want to talk Antonio Gibson, and it looks like there was just a big old fist fight in some joint practices. You know who doesn't have joint practices this year? The Washington Commanders.
Man, you got to throw some hands sometimes. Don't go anywhere. Knuckle up, baby. Knuckle up.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.